Welcome to the Draw.Biz Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm your host John Crockett and today we've actually probably got the best draft show that we've done since this whole isolation started. We are drafting all things pro wrestlers, WWE and WWF era style, and we're also talking the best of the late show skits. And I'm not talking Dave Letterman or Jay Leno, I'm talking about the OG late show that was on the ABC in the early 90s. And as always, we seem to have a different person all the way from Western Victoria. It looks like Baby Fizz, but it is, in fact, Stevie Fizz. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm doing well, actually. And it was really interesting because we've gone with the, not to give everything away, but gone with the old farts theme today. And it was actually my old man's birthday today. And rang him up, give him the well wishes and all that sort of thing. Obviously, a long way away. And you know, my old man is just deaf as a stump, like deaf as a post. Like, can't hear a thing. But I said happy birthday, and he said, oh, you know, thanks, mate. And I'm 69 today. So I said, nice.
Nice.
And he said, what?
Nice.
I said, nice. And so the nice what went back and forward a few times before he finally worked out what I was saying. And he's like, why is that nice? And it was just, I can't be bothered getting into it. It's just, yeah, cool.
It's nice.
It was very fitting.
And as Steve did allude to, the Stato's jokes for this week, we are talking about old people's jokes, and that is because the great man had a milestone birthday this week, and he did turn the age, half the age of DOS, divided by the number of spanners in a Sid Chrome set. So if you can work that out, happy birthday, Stato, and welcome to you.
Thank you very much, and most importantly for all our listeners, the results are in from Tank Week. So we'll just go through the votes from Tank Week, totaling up the two polls, tailing up the rear with a dismal 34 votes. Half the votes of a shit mat was Cam. Ridiculous rating there. Now we finally know the reason why Steve reckons you don't win your league at the draft. Is because he can't draft, finished in third position, even though someone ahead of him was tanking with only 47 votes. Not quite as bad for you, Yono, who ended up with one poll win and a tie for the week overall. Ooh. With Stato with 67 votes each. Pretty sad for you all that Stato wins again when tanking. Now, we are talking a scented candle, a set of scales, and a shit mat, and still got the most votes, proving that the Stato is, in fact, the people's doctor. The overall position in the ISO drafts, Team Fizz in last place with 183 votes. Cam, only one vote ahead, so I reckon he's going to close you this week because you've got no idea about one of the drafts, with 183 votes. With 184 votes. Yono in second place with 218 votes. And, of course, the People's Doctor, the artist formerly known as Stato, with 276 votes leading the way. And in terms of poll wins, it's 4 for Stato, 2 for Yono, and 1 for Cam. And I think the claim of vanilla draft selections can be thrown out the window. And I want to make this absolutely clear. I am never shit scared. Seeing drafting is our Wimbledon. And drafting during a pod is centre court. And around these parts, Steve, I'm top seed.
Yeah, old people's stories tend to go on for a while, don't they? Tying any onions around your belt there, mate?
Well, I did try to find a short old person's joke, and they're like 6 pages long. So it's gonna
be. Did you get the Late Show reference there?
I did.
Yeah. And you might be able to draft, but the jokes have been pretty bad.
Well,
And he is going to be the only person in the state that's repealing restrictions and lockdown or stage lockdowns. It is Cam McLaughlin. How will it feel to go hiking and camping this week?
Yeah, I'm going to go. What can I do? I can ride a speedboat or a jet ski.
You can go motorbike riding, jet skiing,
drug
fishing.
Lords. People on the Gold Coast have jet skis. They're drugs. No, but Stato, did you actually have that dinner conversation with Trump? Because I feel like you just went a little bit Trump. I'm pretty certain one of the categories last week when you basically went full, I don't even know, full Bowie, full in space, you essentially got last in the poll, I would suggest.
Oh, yeah, that one I did, but I won the other one, which had the most votes.
You tried to claim it there. No. You tried to claim it there. I heard you.
No, I claimed that for the week I had the most votes, which is actual, Cam.
Were you just being a bit sarcastic? Was it a bit sarcastic?
Yes, very sarcastic question to the journalist. It was Bill, apparently.
And as the medical doctors, as opposed to any other doctors. So.
That's exactly right. There was a ripple on.
Oh, God, Trumpy. And then he cracked the shit and didn't have a media press conference. All right, we are going to kick it off with the late show drafts. We are drafting our best skits here. Steve, do you have the number generator there?
Yep.
And go, Cam. Cam's pick?
Four.
Good.
Cam.
Oh, I wanted to turn it, actually.
One.
Yes! Ooh.
Steve.
Three.
Making me do. Okay.
Is this for wrestlers, the first one?
No,
this is for Late Show.
Oh, no.
So, Stato, why don't you kick us off with your number one pick?
Yeah, well, it's pretty tough, but to be fair, number one for me was reasonably easy because it was the news headlines or the news update hosted by Tommy G. And one of the great parts of that segment was the interviews. And Robbie did a great job of looking after certain celebrities. Jeff Kennett was a classic one with a flag on top of the bonnet. And they used to say that about Hitler, didn't they? Also John Hewson with, I challenge the Prime Minister. What type of challenge? Or just a general challenge? Or Imran Khan as like a tiger. And, of course, Yasser Arafat winning the Ringo Starr lookalike competition. Bruce McAvaney sort of rocked up every second week. He could go on, and he will. And, of course, Desmond Tutu. What we need! So news update or news headlines with Tommy G has to get that first pick.
You've gone with the blackface there, Stato. You've... Very, very
controversial.
Bold.
Wow. What
I guess that follows on from your Trump Hitler vote from last week. That's
unbelievable.
I'm going to go the low hanging fruit and go shit scared.
Oof. It leaves it very easy for me because I got my number one pick still on the board. Wow. Barjas, come on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Barger. I like Shit Scared better than Barger.
Just got into my top 10, Barger.
Really?
Yep.
Mm. Wow. Well, this will be interesting, seeing as Cam has no idea about The Late Show. He'll probably just pick Dave Letterman's top 10 or something, I guess.
I'm pretty happy then. I should get some good picks back.
Yeah, you're going to get ripper picks because I have no idea what I'm doing. I basically spent the afternoon trying to find good clips and I really found it hard to even find one. But I might just start. Yeah. Oh, poo-poo. Okay, so I'll start with... I'm going to take postcard. Do I get the whole thing?
Yep.
Brilliant. And then I'm going to take sing like a dickhead and dance like a duck. Simply because that is a Ween cover of Pushed Little Daisies. It's great.
So you're taking the music video parodies.
Oh, do I get the whole thing?
Yeah. You can.
Brilliant. Lock in music video parodies.
Get all the music video parodies.
Music parodies. The ends. Yeah, the ends.
Accidentally Kelly Street. Didn't they do Fontaine?
Shiny Happy People, I think, was in there as well.
Jeez, I got two great ones here. I know one of them, it won't come get on. Back to me, but
come on,
I'm going to take Charlie the Wonder Dog because I love Charlie the Wonder Dog.
A little known fact here, but I actually won the Charles Budd Tigwell Award in 2005, so I wanted that to actually come back to me. But anyway, that's all right.
Well, I used to live in Hawthorne, and I'd always see Tom Gleisner with his dogs. Plus, we had golden retrievers going up.
I'm going to take... one should get back to me. I'm going to take Shirty, the slightly aggressive guy.
I thought that'd get back to me.
high on the aggressive bear.
You gotta love it. It's a great sketch.
Beautiful. I am going to go Graham and the Colonel.
Yeah, that
was my next one.
And then I will go the Oz Brothers. Booney.
Okay. Yeah.
Third pick. I've got to have a bit of. Got to have. You can take the boy out of Brunswick.
Ah, Lou Interlegi.
Lou Interlegi story.
Is that the
Beware of the Wog?
I'm putting a mirror up to society.
Multicultural society.
Wait, what's that other thing I say?
Yeah.
Something about a mirror in society.
Take the boy out of Brunswick. Ah, well, that was one of my. I thought one of those would get back to me, but
what did they argue with Effie? What was the line they were talking about? They had the argument with Effie.
Oh, who said sweet mate? And
yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that was mine.
Nick Giannopoulos and all of that. And
yeah, that was good. I'm going to take Jeff and Terry,
which
supersedes the Oz Brothers.
Yeah,
it does. It certainly does. Jeff and Terry is the best.
Yeah, the house and home.
Yeah,
$50.
We were on TV before. Was it the Investigators?
Yeah. It's going like
got
that.
Some testimonies, but they're all being said in court.
I'm really excited here because, like, I did not have a full list of 16. There was every chance that I was going to run out of picks, but I think I still have a couple left. I want to take, this is, I don't know if this is a niche pick, but Glengarry Glen Ridge.
Oh!
Yes!
Oh!
Such a good pick!
That's a good pick. That ripping sketch. And then I think I'll take... I'll take Dinner Party Sketches.
Yeah, that would be
great. Yeah, I love Dinner Party Sketches, yeah. Yeah, that was in the top 10 for me.
Well, I really don't have much left, actually. My favourite ever sketch that they did, I knew no one would pick it. It's the Warren Perso sketch. It's fucking brilliant. It's easily one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Yeah, see, it's not on the DVD. It's on the Barge Ass DVD. It's a special at the end of that, so it's not on the Late Show ones. But Google the Warren Perso sketch. It is Tony Martin just absolutely... If you like the Lou Interlegi one, you will love Warren Perso.
I thought it might have gone Mick Malloy versus Eddie Charlton, but anyway...
Oh, that was actually good because he said he was from the Burr Vale, which was like where I grew up.
Nice. He's got to have some Tony Martin in there as well. It's the Tony Martin De Niro sketches. Can't go past them.
Especially Santa. Is that what you want?
Is that what you want?
Was that a question for me, Mastermind?
Do I look like Nostradamus? How the fuck do I know what the weather's going to be?
Was that your last one, Jono?
Mm-hmm.
So it's left up for me. I've got the last pick. So I've got the choice. Jeez, I've got a lot here. So I've got the choices of Mick Malloy versus Eddie Charlton. I've got Muckraking, which did a great one on... It had its hits and misses, but it did a great one on TV Violence. It was very good. And they did a great one on Hey Dad as well, which if they look back at that, might be quite interesting. The little fat kid from Hey Dad made a lot of appearances on The Late Show. Paul Lynham, behind the same fucking desk, Canberra.
Yeah, that was awesome.
The Olden Days, which was sort of the second series version of Barjas. Santo the Magnificent in his Stage of Mystery. Vietnam, the after. Oh,
that was so good. That was awesome.
The Hunt for Hecklers. So Mick and Tony did a first stand-up thing, and they hunted down the people that heckled them.
Great part about that sketch is they go into a Brashers.
That's right. They do.
Whoa,
too.
Brashers. Wow.
The music finales, of course, and we saw David Boone.
Cam has that.
Cam
has that.
No, he did the music parodies, so the actual.
Oh, I thought he had the endings.
No.
Oh, okay.
The music finales. And, of course, Wild Men.
You haven't even said Piss Week World. And ye old Piss Week World.
Ye old Piss Week World. No. So I've got a lot to go through. And I honestly, just for the whole thing, I reckon my favourite one out of all those is Paul Lynham behind the same fucking desk, Canberra.
Such a great show. Cam, buy the DVD. It's like $20. And it's champagne comedy.
I think Street Talk. Indeed. Street Talk didn't ever get mentioned.
Oh, sorry. No. That was Street Talk, actually. Yeah. It needs to be Street Talk. It's actually sitting here at number 6 for me.
You can't.
And sorry,
it's done.
I missed that. No.
It's logged. You've clicked draft.
It's number number 6.
Can't
the
draft.
National anthem.
Can't draft.
The national anthem.
Wave of Wyoming is not open yet.
I love that. He's got the kid stuck to his handpin.
The Sydney Olympics was fantastic, and of course, the best and worst dress list. But that needs to be my last pick because it's actually sitting here just underneath the Odds Brothers, who I picked at 3.
That's not going to change. As a famous commissioner, I'm not
changing
that.
How did I miss that?
And zany names. I like the zany names bit as well. That was funny.
Oh, the stacks of stacks of slacks.
Stacks of slacks. And all that.
Did we have Understanding Wogs in there?
Nah.
Things that Wogs never do.
Yeah, that was
what
a
about
good song.
The Puppet Giuseppe's? And it's made in New South Wales.
So the final teams are Stato's got the news headlines, Graham and the Colonel, Oz Brothers, and Paul Lynham.
Nah, that's still good. That's a great team.
Jono's got a hell of a strong team. Shit Scared, Shirty, Lou Intellesi. I didn't think anyone would go. I think he'd go Lou Intellesi there. I thought he'd get back to me in the third. And De Niro.
I thought you might have taken. That's why I got him in the third there, but still good value.
I've got Barjas, Charlie the Wonder Dog, Jeff and Terry, and Warren Purso. Warren Purso's going to kill me, but I promise you, anyone Google it, it kicks the shit out of everything. Cam's got The Postcard, The Music Parodies, Glengarry, Glen Ridge, and The Dinner Parties.
You know, dinner party.
You might get 2% of votes.
Yeah, that's going to hurt, Cam.
Yeah. Ooh. You might actually have to do a lap around the pool table, potentially.
What we need?
Don't see that ending well for you.
Yeah, well.
All right,
we are going to move on. Yeah.
No, that's fine. It'd be like drafting TV dramas and stuff,
or me drafting wrestlers.
No, but there's a good top 30 list for wrestlers, right? For this, it was pretty obscure. And so, there was one that I watched and I was like...
I've never watched wrestling.
Yeah, there's top 30 lists all over the internet, though. Grooming school for AFL footballers. How did that not get a run?
That was good. That was so good, actually.
It was.
Was that the Tim Watson one?
Yeah, it was super good.
I was shit hot, pretty disappointed with the rest of them.
That's one of the best quotes. It was like that. Did you ever see the, I forget who did the sketch. It was like, you know how American athletes always thank God for like their performances and all that. And they blamed God for their for their screw up.
I think it was Jason Stevens. Jason Stevens did that one.
Yeah, God screwed me.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move on to the next part of the show. It is Estato's Jokes Corner, where each week we have a different topic of a joke. And because it is the great man's birthday last week, we are going to do old people's jokes. So, Stato, why don't you kick us off with your old person joke?
Well, the resident old prick of the show should start first. And I have got a couple after my joke of great quotes from the one and only George Burns as well. But my joke is, how can you tell an old footballer? They're always in front of their balls.
And that's about the quality of this segment.
Yep, absolutely.
It's going to get worse, I think.
George Burns's quotes was, when I was a boy, the Dead Sea was only sick.
Wow.
It's a good one.
Wow.
And old age is when you resent the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated because there are fewer articles to read.
Boom.
Boom. Who's up next?
Right. All right. So, Estato has had serious hearing problems for a number of years. He's gone to the doctor, and the doctor was able to fit him with hearing aids that allowed him to get back to 100% of hearing. Estato went back to the doctor about a month later, and the doctor said, "Your hearing's perfect. Your family must be really pleased that you're able to hear again." To which Estato said, "Oh, I haven't told my family yet. I've just sat around and listened to the conversations they've had, and I've changed my will 3 times already." Boom tish.
Cam,
let's keep this dumpster fire going, please.
Yeah, okay, the dumpster fire will continue. So Stato was driving down the freeway, and his mobile rang, and Mrs. Stato was on the phone, and she basically said, "Oh, you got to be careful, mate. The news is telling me that some old wanker driving down the wrong side of the road." And Stato replied with, "There's so many of them. It's not just one."
Steve, bring it home.
Yeah, I actually wrote a poem. I actually wrote a poem this week for my joke.
Is it haiku?
It is not. It is not.
Damn it.
It's no. But one of the things I thought, because I've turned 40 this year, I feel old, and one of the things I missed out on was the Tinder age, like the, you know, free sex, apparently age. Yep. You know, you used to have to actually go up and randomly talk to a girl. So I wrote a poem about that.
Oh, so, God.
What? Shut up. We didn't have no apps. We didn't have no Bumble. We met in bars and pubs where I'd drunkenly stumble. After enough Dutch courage into your vicinity, dancing big box, small box to win your affinity. It didn't often work. It only seemed to hinder, but it was still 10 years before motherfucking Tinder.
Awesome. Very good.
Very good.
I like that one.
Well done.
All right. Let's get into probably what is going to be the best draft are ever going to do on this show.
If you don't win this, John, it's bad times for you.
But, my strategy is I'm thinking if people like flaming hot messes of, like, racists and just out and out their pains in the ass like Donald Trump, I'm thinking of going that direction in terms of my wrestlers. And I've got 4 A-grade lineups ready to rock and roll if that's how I decide to play it. But
are you going
to
draft Donald Trump?
We are drafting. He was in WWE.
He's had
friend.
A stunner.
Yeah, you can that's totally right. draft him.
And so is Mike Tyson. So there's two. There's two out of Stato's list. All right, Cam. Let's start with Cam. What is Cam pick?
2.
Oofed.
Myself.
4.
Ooh. Stato.
2, 4, 2, 4. Fucking geez. 3.
Ooh, Steve with the number one pick.
Beautiful.
And there goes Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And there goes someone throw something through a window because the glass is shattered. Texas Rattlesnake
Stone
is
Cold.
Off the board.
Easy number one pick.
Easy number
one. I think
one.
That was everyone's. Okay, so my draft strategy has now changed. If I didn't get number one pick, I'm going full Stato with this draft.
Oh, goodness.
Ken, who is your number one pick?
If you smell... It was always going to be the Rock at number two, boys.
Yeah, the Rock at number two.
Who have you got Stato with your first pick?
The Undertaker.
Ooh. He's gonna do it. He's gonna have never watched a show before, and he's gonna end up winning.
With my first pick, I am going the Rabid Wolverine, Chris Benoit.
Oh, okay. Here
wow.
it is.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, no. And with my second pick,
oh no,
I am going Latino Heat, Eddie Guerrero.
I love it. So funny. Not even bad picks in the third and fourth round.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, Stato, sorry.
Well, he fits in with the old the whole racist thing, so that's going well. You should have had Hulk, actually.
There's better. There's better on the list. Cam.
Yeah, I'll take Shawn Michaels.
Oh, I'm glad you did, so I didn't have to.
Yeah.
Everyone loves him. I'm not a huge rap, but he would have had to have gone. I may as well turn off the camera on the Skype call here, because you can't see me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
JC.
John Cena, the Marine.
Oh.
Yes, Stato.
Who's that?
Geez, I've got some good picks here. A lot of tough. Well, the next guy on my list is actually the boss, Vince.
Vince.
I love Vince. Vince is such a great heel.
Oh, he's been awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
Cam, back on you.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mick Foley in all of his personas.
Need Mick Foley.
Are we going to allow that, Johnny?
Surely, that's
like four picks, and that's your draft done.
No way! No way!
Hey, are you taking Mick Foley, Mankind, Dude Love, or Cactus Jack? Can't have four in one.
He's dual position.
He's four lines.
I don't know.
Okay,
are you taking Mick Foley?
I'm switching it if we're not allowing it because Mick Foley technically wasn't a wrestler.
He's like the commissioner.
Okay, that's shit. I'm going to lock in, actually, Kurt Angle.
You suck.
Such a great heel as well.
But he played the dopey babyface as well.
Yeah, he's great. Really, he's great at everything. Amazing. His mic skills are awesome.
He's so good.
Yeah. He was the toss-up between me and Vince.
Yeah, right.
Good pick. Stato with your... What's this? Third picks?
Stato's third pick. Picks.
Andy Kaufman.
Oh, good pick.
Jeez.
All right. Well, I'm going to round this out with Owen Hart and... You know where this is going, Steve. Because he was... The first man to go with Stacey Keibler.
Oh,
he
my
was
boy.
Found and he's a... Your boy, it is Test.
Oh, no. Test.
I used to love Test.
And if you know what the theme of all four wrestlers are, they're all dead. And they all under mitigating circumstances.
Could have taken Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, but he only died of a heart attack. Like, Owen Hart fell from the roof.
Well, it was alleged.
Chris Benoit went... Allegedly.
No, but I think he was drugs, wasn't he? Mr. Perfect was drugs?
I thought it was just a heart attack. Yeah. Old age. Stato, who have you got there for your last pick, mate?
With WrestleMania 4, 5, 7, 20, and 23, making wrestling great again, Donald Trump.
He's going back to the well. Look at him. Once you take Mike Tyson, you could have had a twofer in that pick because he was in there as well.
I'll wait till you finish, but I had two more to go just in case there were curveballs.
I can't believe the caliber of people that are still left.
There's like some guns left.
So much left. Oh, my God.
Let's go two more rounds in.
This is a massive toss-up, but because he's still going and he's pretty much considered like the GOAT as far as wrestling goes, I'm locking in Y2J.
Oh! Yeah. That was not who I thought you'd say. No. Oh. I got two left that really have to pick. I really wanted to pick Shane O'Mac is my guy.
Shane O'Mac was on my list. I thought you would have taken him already.
Well, I thought he'd just go in the last round. I had Trish Stratus down as well. Like,
I got Trish. Yeah. She was my boyhood crush. Yeah. Still is.
She was everyone's boyhood crush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think either of those are going to snag me many votes. So I'm going to go...
Woo!
Ric Flair.
Wow.
Yeah, I need a W, man. I need a W. I don't even like Ric Flair.
Leaving people like Triple H, Bret Hart.
Yeah, Triple H.
Booker T. Booker T is still...
Triple H.
The like new school people as well are actually doing really well, like Daniel Bryan, CM Punk. Rey Mysterio is still on the board. Edge, Bret Hart.
Sting, Kane.
Yeah, I had Bret Hart.
Goldberg.
Above.
Brock Lesnar.
Flair, but I reckon Flair's going to resonate more. People like Flair.
I don't know why.
He's a prick. If you've watched his 30 for 30, he's an absolute prick.
Do you want to hear my two reserves?
Go.
Uh-oh.
Andre the Giant.
Yep.
Good one.
And Mr. T.
Mr. T. See, I got Macho Man. CM Punk, Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, Scott Steiner. He was good back in the day.
Was he?
Yeah, I don't know.
And WCW he was.
I don't think he's top 16.
WCW. Did anyone mention Randy Orton?
No. Like, Bret Hart and Triple H are still on the board.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I was going to go a different route. I had, like, to see if you can string this together, I had Godfather, Billy Gunn, Val Venus.
This was a better route.
So for those who don't know,
what a great entrance.
Yeah.
The Ho Train.
Godfather was the Ho Train. Val Venus was a porn star. You got the Ass Man, Billy Gunn. So that's my other alternate list.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure.
How many votes would have got me?
I'm not sure this angle's gone well. So the final lists, I've got Stone Cold, John Cena, Vince McMahon, and Ric Flair. That is, I'm winning this draft. 100%.
I think you will.
Cam's got The Rock, Shawn Michaels, Kurt Angle, Y2J. It's a good lineup. It's a solid lineup. Stato's got Undertaker, Hulk Hogan. Oh, fuck, he's going to... Andy Kaufman. I reckon that's going to hurt you. I don't think it's going to go over well with the youngins.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump.
I don't know who he is.
And
Andy Kaufman. Anyone that isn't into wrestling is going to go that lineup.
I don't think people are that old.
Andy.
Especially people who watch wrestling. Like, that was like...
I'm that fucking old, and I'm a person.
People have seen Man on the Moon.
Triple H or Bret Hart.
And
people have seen Man on the Moon, right?
I don't think they have.
Ooh.
Oh, R.E.M. And we're talking Jim Carrey. There's a massive connection.
I don't think people listen to R.E.M.
We are not as old as you.
Jonah's got Chris Benoit, Latino Heat, Owen Hart, and Tess. My God. It's a hell of an angle. Jonah.
That's winning.
It's a hell of an angle.
That will get 47% of the votes.
I will win this vote. I will win the WWE, the wrestling vote. I promise you.
Can we go back to the terms of how many poll wins? So what we've got to suss out.
I've had none.
I reckon we've had three poll wins.
What our demographics are on this show.
Tasmanians, apparently.
Middle-aged men.
There you go. Andy Kaufman's in.
No.
I don't think he moves the needle.
Third round draft pick. Which bargain.
I think you would have been better off with Andre the Giant.
Yeah, agreed. Yep.
Because he's the Giant, yeah, younger. You well. No, I'd be fine.
Giant. I do not see the Stato winning this draft.
I don't. I don't think. I think people see Hulk Hogan as like. Remember when I drafted Homer Simpson? I'm like, there's no way I'm losing this draft with Randy and Homer off the board. I think that's where Hulk Hogan is now.
Yeah. Oh, certainly. Like, he's like 80s style wrestling, whereas, you know, you've got Vince, Stone Cold, like Attitude Era wrestlers. People love the Attitude Era wrestlers.
There's the best era.
People that's why I just.
To wrestling. Of course.
I actually think, Steve, your biggest misstep in this entire draft is John Cena. As good as he looks in your list, I think it that to me, like...
People downshoot that because they can't see him on the list.
Steve only picked three. Well,
but I think John Cena doesn't... I think John Cena doesn't resonate with the older Attitude Era fans, but maybe with the younger Attitude Era fans, like the younger wrestling fans.
And this is the point. I've got the list to get the people that aren't wrestling fans.
I think more people have been a wrestling fan at some point than you give credit for.
Okay. I mean, I was up till 2 o'clock last night watching WrestleMania 17 because it was by far one of the best WrestleManias ever. Stone Cold and The Rock.
Houston. Oh yeah, very awesome good. Match. How about which WrestleMania was it where they TLC unified 2? The championship titles? In that, I think it was...
That was the following year, 2001, 2002, something like that. It was Jericho who won it.
It sure was, boys. Yeah. The greatest ever.
Oh, yeah. And that's when Jericho went full heel. I could talk Attitude Era wrestling for hours. It'll be a side pod with just me talking shit about wrestling. Hit me up with any questions you like.
Oof.
That would be... I wonder how Doss would have done in this one. He would have gone like.
He would have taken like Crash Holly and.
Crash Holly.
Al Snow.
Oh, Al Snow. You gotta love Al Snow. Nah, he would have taken.
Justin Credible?
He would have taken.
Justin Credible.
Nah, he would have taken like the Randy Ortons and that. For sure.
Yeah, Batista, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Seth Rollins. He would have taken like New School Roman Reigns.
I'm surprised Edge didn't go, to be honest. I reckon Edge is, like, so underrated, and he's such a... Like, he did so much work back in the day when TLC had just sort of come in, and, like, him and all the
tag
teams...
And he rooted Lita in the middle of a ring.
Oh,
he had sex in the middle of a ring. That was a thing. And that was Matt Hardy's legit girlfriend at the time, too.
But just think, like... Y2J was the 15th wrestler off the board. He's not better than Jericho.
No, he's not. He's not. Yeah, okay.
Oh, ooh. I like them both. I'd have Edge of my line.
The only problem with Jericho is his specials were pretty ordinary.
Lime Salt and Walls of Jericho.
Walls of Jericho. Like,
Walls
not...
of Jericho was legit. So good. Know.
Oh, that good.
Yeah.
It's no stunner.
No. Nothing's
Code
the stunner.
Codebreaker was pretty good.
What the hell is Codebreaker?
Wow,
isn't
John.
Is that a line salt?
No, so he stopped and he did like a stunner-style finisher called the Codebreaker, and it's much better than, well, a line salt, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't see new Y2J stuff. I'm old school Y2J stuff where he's bagging the shit out of Stephanie McMahon for getting a breast enlargements and that sort of shit, so.
That's a good bit. That's a good bit.
We should draft WWE female wrestlers next week.
What do you want to draft next week? We'll give you a birthday present, Stato.
One that you might actually have a chance at, like,
what do you
know,
mean have a chance at? You'll
cars.
Fucking win this thing, Jono. The sheeple on Twitter. The sheeple.
I don't know if we've done this one, but I wouldn't mind doing a draft on sitcoms.
I don't think
we've...
We did
British comedies, didn't we?
No,
we never ended up doing
it. I don't think we've ever
done
sitcoms.
Yeah, let's do sitcoms.
Okay, so...
So they can be Australian, American, or British?
No animations, though.
No animation, and they need to be that sort of half-hour slot thing.
Cool.
Ooh, yeah, I love it.
This would be good. I like that.
Cosby Show, number one.
Yes.
Hey, Dad.
Nice. Oh, no.
Oh, my God, a theme coming already. Thrown in with a
country practice and Blue Heelers, and you've taken the lot. Sitcoms, wow, that's going to be a good one. I have to think about that one. What do you reckon? Do people like cars? Is that still a thing?
Cars.
Like brands of cars.
I don't know. Probably.
Ford, Holden, Lamborghini.
I've mentioned that once before, and you guys said there's only three.
What, cars?
One. Cars.
Oh, as a draft. Yeah, that,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Well, you can do it if you want, but I'll be out of my depth.
Oh, ooh, poor thing.
That's a good one.
Sorry,
that's
could fine. We...
Well,
maybe we
anyway,
need to
so
get
fine.
You out of your... Exactly right. Maybe we need to take you out of your depth so you actually think it a bit differently rather than your own personal opinions of things.
No, see, this is what... I was actually thinking about this today is why I keep losing the draft, because I always think I smash it and invariably lose. But it's because I don't know anyone and don't have any human interaction in my life. So I don't know what other people think is good.
Right.
It's a problem. But I mean, I'm right when I'm around myself, so it's all good.
I think that would be a good one.
Mitsubishi.
Soft drinks.
Nissan.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there's two.
Cars. Cars and sitcoms. Yeah, all right. I can't get excited about it, though. Either
but
of them.
But isn't
really.
That the whole point?
What? To not get excited?
Yeah,
this is my human interaction.
To do different
for the week.
Subjects.
This
yeah,
is
to
my
do
human
something in- different. You actually have to research a little bit.
No.
Like I had to with the wrestlers.
Can we do car models to make it a bit more specific?
No, car models is about 22,000.
Oh, the 1974 Shelby GT.
No. Well, it's car brands. Car brands. No, car it's brands. Like, otherwise, you're talking
about
22,000
types
of cars.
I want the Corolla. I just
the
want
Crown?
The Corolla.
You're getting the Tarago,
fucking
motherfucker.
Lose, Cam.
You're getting the,
you
you're getting the Toyota
lose.
Crown. If you ever saw that car, it's
it'll
a piece
be me
shit.
And my Aston Martin against your bloody Corolla.
Where's
and
my
Aston
Sigma?
Martin still won't win.
Remember the Sigma?
Where's my Datsun?
I remember Datsun.
Yeah, that's Nissan.
Is it?
Yep. Same company.
Is it? Aren't they all like the same sort of thing? There's a lot of them that are similar, isn't that right? Or they're made by the same company, but they're different.
Well,
no, they're
your
different
Lexus,
brands.
Your Lexus became Nissan. Makes the Supra, that sort of stuff. So,
Lexus is Toyota.
And
Ford
your
is
second
everything.
Choice is your second choice is Daewoo Cam.
Mate, the Daewoo dog. Remember the Daewoo dog? Love it.
No.
I will definitely take Daewoo.
Unfortunately.
Lock in terrible, Saab.
Terrible.
Remember Saab?
Hey, now there's an iconic brand.
It's all American muscle.
Ooh, here we go.
All American muscle.
That'd be good.
Whatever. Mm. I can lose that. I'll be winning the wrestler draft. Book it.
I'm interested. I can't wait for this vote
you
to come
can't say
up.
Book it without taking Booker T. That's rubbish.
And when you're voting,
Steve.
when you're voting, listeners.
Suck.
I've got street talk when you're voting, listeners. Although
Before
you vote, listeners, before you actually vote, do yourself a favour and actually go on YouTube and actually watch some of those great sketches from The Late Show because they are absolutely fantastic. It'd be worth your while.
I don't think the people voting Stato's are listening to the pod.
No, I just love how Stato's pleading, but Steve's just going to edit that bit out, so we won't hear it.
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's
that.
All right.
I'm
do it on Twitter anyway. I'll call out the followers. Remember, I am
I
the people's doctor.
Guys, I can actually recommend not doing that because I did that all afternoon, and it's not good. It's not good.
Oh, Cam. Personal opinion, Daewoo boy.
Did you draft? Yeah. Oh, if right, I had that draft, I'd say it was shit too.
What was that?
If I had Cam's draft, I'd say it was shit too.
Yeah.
No, I still don't even know if it's shit. I mean, I do now.
Your you shit.
Poo-pooing it.
All right, that is going to wrap up the show for this week. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Draft Doctors Podcast. For more tips and in-depth analysis, head over to thedraftdoctors.com.au.